Flint, Michigan put the spotlight back on the issue of lead in the U.S., but hundreds of children are still poisoned every year here in New York City, not from contaminated water, but from lead paint in their homes. The number has been going down since the city passed a law a dozen years ago that makes landlords more accountable. But as WNYC's Diane Genty reports in partnership with the Huffington Post, the law hasn't forced the worst landlords to eliminate the problem.
A landlord named Ved Parkash immigrated from India in the 1970s and now owns dozens of buildings, mostly in the Bronx. Right now, those buildings have over 2,200 housing violations, from lack of heat to rodents. And he was named the worst landlord in the city by the Public Advocate last year. His son is named Anurag Parkash, and he's also his lawyer.
It's easy to say. That's it. You don't want to be on the list. You don't want to be called a slumlord. You don't want to be a joke.
It turns out Parkash is also one of the top landlords for lead paint violations. That's according to an analysis of 2 years of violations and property records by WNYC and the Huffington Post. In almost half of his buildings, he's got 134 open violations.
You know, especially these are old apartments from 1920. You miss one spot, that's all it takes.
His record illustrates a problem that persists in poor neighborhoods around the city. Almost 40 years after lead paint was first outlawed in residential homes, and a dozen years after the city passed landmark legislation to hold landlords accountable, lead still lingers in the dust and paint chips in thousands of older buildings. The number of poisoned children has gone down by more than two-thirds since the law passed, but there were more than 800 serious new cases last year, clustered in the same neighborhoods in the Bronx, Upper Manhattan, and Brooklyn that have some of the worst buildings and the worst landlords. Our investigation shows that 10% of landlords with violations account for nearly half the violations in the city.
It's a little hard, but I try to block a lot out so I can keep a straight face for her, you know, because this is something that's not going to just go away for her.
Zaima Abdul-Majid has sued both Parkash and landlord Moshi Piller over the poisoning of her then one-year-old daughter, Zoe. Parkash owned the building in Fordham where Zoe went to daycare. It had peeling lead paint. Piller owned the nearby apartment where they lived, also contaminated by peeling lead paint. Piller, like Parkash, is one of the top violators when it comes to lead paint, and he was on the same list of worst landlords until February, when he fixed enough violations to get himself removed. Court documents show that at least 10 families have sued Piller in the past 2 years in relation to lead poisoning. In 34 buildings, he's got 161 lead paint violations. Piller did not respond to requests for comment. Zoe is 5 now, and she's got developmental issues. Her mother says she gets speech therapy and is considered special needs in school.
I don't know what other violations he might have in that building, but lead to me is by far the worst thing you could do to a child. Like,
the threat of lead poisoning can get so acute that Montefiore Hospital has set up a safe house in the Bronx. Temporary shelter for families facing dangerous exposure. Families like Pamela Casales's.
It was a shock for me, because I really didn't think lead could do so much harm. But that became like an initial eye-opener for me.
Casales and her husband lived with their 4 kids in an apartment in the Bronx. They were evacuated when doctors found high levels of lead in their son's blood. Casales first became concerned when she saw Stephen get hyperactive, a common symptom of lead poisoning in children.
He thought he was Superman. He would climb on cabinets, and he would climb all the way to the top and jump from there to the dishwasher. And then
lead tastes sweet, which makes children more attracted to the dust.
He'll put like his whole fist in his mouth, and it was just weird because he'll lick on his fist like, oh my God, like it tasted like candy or something, you know. Like,
the lead in his blood was more than 10 times higher than the federal standard. State law requires all children under age 3 to be tested for lead poisoning during their annual checkups. Doctors report positive results to the Department of Health. Tenants can also file complaints with the City Department of Housing Preservation and Development. Records show the number of children who tested positive for lead poisoning has dropped by more than two-thirds since Local Law 1 was passed in 2004. There were 823 new cases last year, an uptick from the year before when there were 776. Advocates say that's still too much. The state and federal governments have different standards for when poisoning needs intervention, but most experts agree that no amount of lead is safe.
you can write the best law in the books, but if those aspects of it are not enforced, then the problem is not going to go away. I mean, the goal of that law, and in fact, federal policy, was that we're going to end lead poisoning by the year 2010.
That's Matthew Shashir, a tenant lawyer for the Northern Manhattan Improvement Corporation in Washington Heights. He helped create Local Law 1. The landmark legislation requires landlords to inspect every apartment when a child under 6 lives there. They have to fix lead paint violations within 21 days. If they don't, HPD will fix the issue and charge a landlord for the expense. HPD spent $1.2 million to correct lead paint cases last year. Many landlords find it cheaper to fix the violations themselves, but in some cases, the work is sloppy. Shashir says no one holds landlords accountable.
All of these things always come down to a question of enforcement. From what we can tell, the city code enforcement agencies are really not doing anything to make sure that landlords are doing these regular inspections.
HPD and the health department both declined interview requests for this story. The health department says it orders inspections when it gets lead results above a certain level. HPD says it has to go to court to impose meaningful fines, so it has to prioritize cases. Public advocate Letitia James says the city should conduct its own inspections instead of relying on doctors, landlords, or complaints from tenants.
There is no routine inspection of private buildings throughout the city of New York. Given the housing stock in the city, I am certain that there exists the presence of a lead in other buildings that unfortunately are not reported.
Anurag Parkash blames tenants for being uncooperative. He said they don't fill out forms to report problems, and sometimes they won't let workers inside to fix violations.
Sometimes they don't want you to know what's going on. They don't want you to be bothering them.
He says his company now does dust wipe tests on vacant apartments. They cost $150 each, but he says they protect him from liability. He recently paid $900,000 to one tenant in a lawsuit over lead exposure. As for Zoe...
You don't want to say, I ruined that kid's life. Because lead is a big deal.
A bigger deal for Zoe and Steven and their mothers.
Developmentally, I was already told the damage is done. There's only ways that I can cope and help him cope with it. It's a mother's job, right?
As time goes on, I know I'll figure it out. Like I said, I'll always take whatever steps I need to make her situation better for her.
For WNYC, I'm Diane Genty.
You can read more about lead paint poisoning in New York City and check out violations in your neighborhood or your building at WNYC.org and at the Huffington Post.